Hi, I'm Jefferson Novicki. I'm going to read a poem by Elizabeth Tibbetts from her book, Say What You Can. It's called 14 Penobscot Street. Late at night, when I came home from shifts at the hospital, I unlocked the front door of the house that sat on the desolate end of the street to empty freezing rooms where I stored sacks of chestnut coal I hauled upstairs and galvanized hods, leaving traces of oily black coal dust everywhere to the stove. I lit paper and sticks, then slowly fed the fire gleaming nuggets until orange. Its fumes poison burned away to blue, and heat would begin to shimmer around me. That end of the house had no other heat, it being 100 years old, with tall windows and plaster walls winter leached through. It was sturdy, an old farmhouse that had lost its fields, the first place I'd lived since leaving home that suited me and fit my new piano, an old behemoth MacPhail I bought cheap, paid 6 men with supper and beer to muscle its 800 pounds up those steep stairs. I would play until my fingers ached, the kind of hurt I needed, then pause, listen to flies buzz and thump the panes, passing cars muffled by swirling snow. Only after the flames burned blue could I safely curl in bed to the faint rush of the rivers, the Stillwater and Penobscot, converging like 2 wild herds below the trestle. I woke to distant whistle as the morning train approached, then thundered past, rattling windows and faded away as it headed south. Woke to the stove cooling, coals burning down to stars. Winter light washed the kitchen where I waited for water to boil, watched the family across the street breathing smoke, stuffed into coats, packs, lunch bags, boots, as they trundled out into morning. My neighbors and I rarely spoke, the road another river between us we couldn't easily cross, and now I suppose they may have been glad it was winter, relieved that ragtime wasn't pounding out my open window, or worse, Mozart, driving them mad because they were from there, staying, and I was not.